In this topic, we're going to look into communicative competence. It says in the forenklede fællesmål, at formålet med sprogundervisningen er, at eleverne lærer at kommunikere. De skal lære at afkode sproget i forskellige situationer og at producere sprog, der passer til og skaber situationer. One way of meeting these requirements is to aim for the communicative classroom. The communicative classroom is based on the idea that learning language successfully comes through having to communicate real meaning. When learners are involved in real communication, the natural strategies for language acquisition will be used, and this will allow them to learn to use the language. But what goes on in the communicative classroom? Well, generally speaking, classroom activities guided by the communicative approach are characterized by trying to produce meaningful and real communication at all levels. As a result, there may be more emphasis on skills than systems. Lessons are more learner-centered, and there may be use of authentic materials. Let's look at an example. Practicing question forms by asking learners to find out personal information about their peers is an example of the communicative approach, as it usually involves meaningful communication. This is, as you can probably tell, a map of the London Tube. Consider for a moment how the map could be used in your lessons as authentic material to create meaningful and real communication. Summing up, the questions we'll look into in this topic are: what characterizes a truly communicative activity? What is the teacher's role in the communicative classroom? How does communicative language teaching promote language acquisition? And finally, what are the pros and cons of communicative language teaching?